James Cummings does join us from Godolphin now. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Can you update? You've obviously made the decision that Interlocutor will run today.
Yeah, but he'll be subject to a vet inspection before he leaves. He just wrenched a joint in his near fore, but it only looks superficial, and a little bit of some minor swelling came down with a bit of work. So we'll run him if we're happy with him before he leaves the farm, and I'd just be treading a little carefully.
We'll start off at the top, James, in race two, Deprive. A bit too heavy there first up for him. He seemed to be scrambling a little bit.
Look, he ran home a really fast fight, despite the appearance of the way he struggled to balance up in the straight. So whilst I agree that he didn't quite let down with the smoothest of actions on that occasion, you had to be impressed with the way he hit the line on his sectionals, and also the feel from the saddle, which was reported to me from Hugh. He said to us that despite him not winning and having been an odds-on favourite and being expected to win, that we ought not to be too disappointed with the run. And I think that we just need to focus on the fact that the horse is going very well, and he'll get a much better opportunity at Randwick to balance up and hit the line from arguably a nicer position over a little further.
You've also got Gongs there, the filly. She won her first two races, and she hasn't won in two preps since. But she was held up in stages last start there, and the blinkers are going back on her.
Gongs is the sort of horse that looks like she might be building back up to a nicer performance. We have adjusted the gear, and we just want to see her rediscover some of the speed she showed as a younger horse.
And so,
okay, I don't know whether James is... Are you still there, James?
Yeah, I've got you.
Yeah.
No. Okay, sorry, right?
Yep. Yeah, can she find that form from a younger horse?
Yeah, look, well, I think she can. I mean, she's training well, but she's found a pretty good race here, and I think there's nowhere to really hide for her, but... We've been pleased with the work we've seen with her. Both her horses in that race are training really nicely.
You got Regiment in race three. He made ground last start. You're happy to run him on a soft track?
Yeah, that's a really solid late. I mean, didn't get into the placings as one of the favourites last time at Rose Hill, but couldn't have done much more on that occasion. She will arguably need to improve a lot of what she did in a soft track at Flemington, a last preparation. She was at the end of her campaign, so couldn't completely rule out her having the ability to perform well.
Okay, the razor sharp, you got Marsupial. He had plenty to do last time. Could he be any closer from a better draw today?
Oh, I think he's guaranteed to get a nicer run throughout here than he did there. He's back and wide from that difficult alley last time. He wasn't far away on a wet track on one occasion there at Gosford, and came wide, and nearly got up with a nice victory on a very heavy track. But the horse is just looking in great skin at the moment, and I can't help but feel a little more confident coming back to Randwick, where he wants to start to go.
The Villiers, Duke of Valentinois, the blinkers are back on him, and a good draw.
Yeah, he's probably wants to find his Moody Valley form from a few runs ago, but we did put him away after winning the Wait for Age race in Brisbane in June with the Villiers in mind. Despite going around in some stronger races this spring, he's the sort of horse that can keep delivering deep into a campaign, because you pull him out of the box and when you drug off and you'd see that he looks a horse that hasn't ever had one start yet. So he's got a great constitution to keep handling it, and I can see him enjoying the pressure of the Villiers a lot more than he has some of his recent races, particularly with the gear change.
Okay, Interlocutor, we spoke about him, but if everything's clear there, he did find his winning form there last start.
Yeah, you had to love the brave fashion in which he got up there late at Goulburn. It was a drive to the line, and he showed the desire and the willingness to get back to a place where he hasn't been for a little while, and he really dug deep to win. Off the back of that, certainly ready to continue to perform well. He's trained like a horse. He's really back in the zone now.
And probably not his go outside the lead there with 59 last time. He maps better here. He looks a chance.
He does. I mean, and they really flew home down the straight there off a slow pace in that 1500. In a way, I suppose it's a really nice leader, but we were hoping for better. But there was a massive swing in the weights. It was like 6 or 7 kilos to the winner. Remember the name. Mm. Raymond. And look, I'd like to think that third up, back to Randwick, with the right run, that horse could recreate the performance that we saw from him in July when we did put him away. I think we could win a race on the way through to the Villiers as a lightweight chance. You know, I like the horse's chances in the race, and I think that he'd be the sort of horse that you could look back to his form and see that while he was wide and off the track in the Carbine Club Stakes as a spring 3 year old, then we took him to Perth and he was wide and off the track in the WA Guineas. You know, quite unlucky not to finish much closer in both of those races, and so he's got every reason to produce a big performance. And you think back to July, we saw the horse drop in weight from going around with weights of 60 kilos twice and dropped to 54.5, and he just blew them away by length and a half at Randwick, won really softly. So there's a lot to like about him, but this is a good test and good to see him back into a quality race.
Yeah, he looks very dangerous today. Race 8, Drockage, he's very one-paced.
Yeah, he's on notice, Drockage. He's got to show something, but the track conditions will be much more in his favour than he's seen since his win on a Gosford Heavy last campaign.
Organs is a good chance. Appears to get a lovely run on a Raymond's back here with no speed.
She is really coming into her own, improving as the preparations unfolded. Look, the testing round with Mile will be interesting for her. I thought she dug deep and showed great strength over the concluding stages last time at Rose Hill. It's not to be underestimated the jostling that she had to suffer mid-race, and she was still able to get up and prevail over a horse who's now won since Reflectivity, who looks pretty fit on the day. I think that this will be, as I said, a good test for her, and hopefully she can beat the males again here, and go into maybe a little crack at the Bell of the Turf if she's in the right form.
Beauty. And you finish with Regent, who did a good job with a big weight last time on a heavy track.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. I thought he was beautifully ridden that day. Hugh Bowman waited all day to show us his best at Warrington. And he's just nicely in again. This is the right stepping stone for Regent. Remember, this is a horse 4 months ago that was promising quite a bit, racing extremely well against older horses in the midweeks as a three-year-old. Taken a little time to get him back there. But now that we've broken through with the blinkers going on, and just having him travelling in within his comfort zone, fourth up there last time, suggests that he can just go on with it a little more and a little more like we'd hoped. And this is a good opportunity for him in what looks like a race with quite a few chances.
We'll just touch on Flemington Etymology. He goes well at Flemington as a rule.
Yeah, he does. Some commentary about the horse enjoying going left-handed. I must admit, though, trying to find ways to stimulate Etymology to a more desirable performance. Well, desirable from us to see the desire in him. But he was his unplaced run last time could have been excused from the perspective of the horse doing a little too well between starts. I thought he paraded a little big. And he definitely thrived. So it's interesting from that perspective, putting him on the 7 day backup and travelling him down to Flemington.
Yeah, and Chatterchuck in the last was okay first up.
Yeah, she was okay, and she really produced a strong run up the straight last preparation. I think that it was the end of her last campaign last time in, second to overstep by a narrow margin. She only just missed after chasing hard out wide. I like the idea of seeing her perform second up the straight. She could run a cheeky race there at a bit of odds.
Okay, maybe wanting to include in the quaddie there. But is a Vic the best at Kembla, race five?
You're probably right.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah. Good luck today.
Thank you.